It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The final Class B amateur baseball poll of the regular season before a district tournament start later on this week. The Alexandria Angels end the regular season with the top spot in the poll with a 12-3 record. They're followed by Del Rapids PBR at number 2, the Del Rapids Mudcats at number 3, Canova at 4, and the Hartford Humboldt Wood Ducks at number 5. The Parks and Mudcats, 13-6 on the season, come in at number 8, while Kimball-White Lake at 13-1. They're tied with Elk Point in that number 10 spot. Also, other area teams receiving votes include Winter Cologne and the Parkston Rays. The Sunshine League District 5B amateur baseball tournament starts tonight in Platte with a pair of games. The 1-seed Alexandria takes on the 8-seed Corsica at 6 o'clock, followed by the 4-seed Winter Cologne and the 5-seed Platte at around 8:30. Coming up tomorrow night in Platte, two more games. The 2-seed, the Parks and Mudcats, take on the 7-seed Mount Vernon at 6, followed by the 3-seed Parks and Devil Rays and the 6-seed Demicamory at 8:30 tomorrow night. District 5B will have 5 representatives qualify for the state tournament. That starts August 5th in Mitchell. Class B Legion baseball today as the championships will be decided. And we've told you about Region 4B in Menno. It'll be Parkston and Platte Geddes today at 2 o'clock. Parkston needs just one win to advance to next week's Class B Legion Baseball State Tournament. Platte Geddes will need 2 victories today. In Region 1B up north, the championship game will see Groton take on Sisseton. In Region 2B, it'll be Del Rapids taking on Sioux Falls Post 911. In Region 3B down south, it's Vermilion versus Dakota Valley. In Region 5B in Humboldt today, it'll be Garrettson versus Hartford Humboldt. In Region 6B, it's Volga versus Clark Willow Lake. And then in Region 7B, Belfouche takes on Martin out west. So those 7 spots will be decided today for next week's Class B Legion Baseball State Tournaments. Minnesota Twins ended a 4-game losing streak last night with a big offensive performance. Twins would beat Cleveland 10-6. Brooks Lee with a big 3-run home run, his 15th home run of the year. It was in the 4th inning, gave the Twins a 7-3 lead. Trevor Larnach also had a solo home run. He added 3 RBIs. The Twins look for a split of their 4-game series at Cleveland. The final game of the series is this afternoon at 12:10. The Minnesota Lynx stay hot heading into the WNBA All-Star break with the best record in the league. The Lynx would beat the Seattle Storm yesterday afternoon, 86-76. Minnesota welcomed back All-Star Nafisa Collier, who had 24 points and 10 rebounds in her season debut. Collier tore ligaments in her left ankle in a playoff game last September and had surgery on both of her ankles in the offseason. She was 9 of 20 from the field with those 24 points in just 24 minutes. The Minnesota Lynx now improved to a league best 22-6 on the season. Also last night, Caitlin Clark led Indiana to a 123-88 win over Connecticut. Clark had 27 points and 11 assists as the Indiana Fever set a franchise record with 123 points in a game. It was also the 3rd highest scoring game in WNBA history without overtime. And that's a look at your sports for this Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.